You're listening to the Multifamily Innovation Show with Patrick Antrim, your source for innovative strategies for multifamily professionals, CEOs, executive leaders, and aspiring leaders that want to drive high-performance results for their property or portfolio.
Kyle is a business development manager at Arise, bringing with him his passion for emerging technologies in real estate. He's worked alongside commercial real estate professionals in both Phoenix and Las Vegas, heading up initiatives for gaining insight, adopting new tech, and carrying out marketing and sales strategies aimed at helping companies stand out while increasing revenue and attracting residents. So with that, we have Kyle in the studio with us. Kyle, welcome in.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. I'm a big fan of the platform. So yeah, looking forward to a good conversation.
You mentioned platform, and you know, there's a lot of ways that people get information. They're going to events, they're articles, they're having one-to-one meetings and demos. And in a lot of cases, I'm hearing they're even overwhelmed. Talk to me a little bit about what's out there, and should people be looking at sort of partnerships with emerging brands around innovation and technology instead of just picking the product?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, mostly because nobody wants the bottom of the barrel product. But even if you have the best product on the market, if you don't have the support to back you, you can run into issues. So I think it's very important to, you know, get it into people's heads that it's a good idea to form partnerships. I mean, if you look at the real estate multifamily industry as a whole, it's all about partnerships. I mean, right. Owners are partnering with other owners, you know, and they have to partner up with their property management teams. So I think in terms of partnerships, Arise really wants to work as a strategic partner and be seen as our clients' advisors. And, you know, then we can look at the product mix, see what's going to be the best fit for a specific property, and not only for the short term, but for the long term as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, you know, you think about to get a real estate multifamily deal done, you have the lender, like you mentioned, you have your equity partner, your finance partner, all these different things. So we're already pre-positioned to know, like, we need to work with others to move the thing along. But you're right. We do look at those relationships differently as investments. And this is a significant investment in their business in terms of what the customer expects. Tell me, where are we now with everything that's going on? What do you see the state of smart home tech right now?
It's definitely still emerging. It's growing in popularity. I mean, if you look across the board, all the different players that are getting into the space, there's a reason why. It's not just, you know, just because there's a demand for it. The market research that is done across different companies has shown that, you know, residents are expecting this now, especially in certain types of buildings like your Class A developments and whatnot. They're expecting some sort of smart tech. And all the research that we've done, you know, we've found that people are willing to pay more, if not, you know, not go with the property at all because they don't have something like a smart lock or a smart thermostat.
Yeah. And tell me what you guys are doing differently out there, because there's a lot of choices. And you know, I know this is still early in the game, but it can feel like there's a lot of choices. But
yeah, I mean, there are a lot of choices. And really where we differentiate ourselves is we take a focus on really partnering with you. So anybody that we work with, we don't want to just have that one-off sale. We want to be an extension of your team. So the way Arise likes to position ourselves is, you know, we'll meet with you, discuss what your business goals are with smart tech, see what your short-term goals are and how we can help out there, but also plan for the future. Everybody's always planning for the future. And with an investment like this, it makes sense to do the same. So if you're starting out with a property where you may only need smart locks because you want to test it out, well, where is that going to lead? I mean, if you have elevators, are you looking at that? So it's things like that where we want to make sure that we're being proactive from the very first day that we meet.
Take me inside some of these meetings. How does this look in this partnership? What does that look like?
It depends. So you have those that have never even, you know, dabbled into smart tech. Maybe they don't even know what a smart thermostat is. And then there's the other side of people that have dabbled with it a little bit, but they're really looking to hone it in and find where the real value is and uncover that. So with Arise, when we sit down in these meetings, we're figuring out, okay, what is your business model? You know, are you a syndication team looking to just acquire properties and rehab them? And how does Arise and smart tech devices fit into that scheme of things? Or are you a property management company where, you know, you're looking to increase NOI a little bit for your owners or retain residents? And so we'll look at what your goals are, and then we'll match devices based on your business model. So if it's a financing structure, or if you're just looking to, you know, add marketability to attract tenants or residents, then that's what we're looking to do.
And take me through the thinking process that you're seeing your clients and the people you're spending time with. What are they, what are the questions they're asking when they're determining like the products that they're actually choosing? Because I know that you're talking about different strategies based on their, you know, investment structure and things like that. But when it gets down to the products, what's the thinking process there?
It's really, you know, what devices are going to help us with operational savings? What devices are going to help with resident satisfaction, resident retention? What's going to help, you know, really increase NOI or, you know, increase efficiency so we're not spending as much on daily expenses? And so that's, I think that's what it boils down to. And so we always want to be that, you know, strategic advisor for you to say, this is, you know, this device will has these benefits and this device has these benefits.
Yeah. I love how you guys talk about the strategic partnership in that, you know, like advisors, you sit right outside the organization there to support the long-term success of, you know, this type of technology in the building. You know, when you look at the iPhone, it's always constantly updating. And so how do you know when to strike, right? Like when you're waiting for the next product and all those things, what do you see the horizon on what comes next in product and where you guys take your suite of services?
So with Arise, it's always about market research. So obviously we do look at trends just like everybody else, but beyond that, we want to have that first mover advantage where we can, or begin to things that we don't already have in our wheelhouse. So when it comes to the future of products, we tend to ask our clients and just do market research beyond our clients to see what are you guys using now and what improvements can be made to the devices that you're using now. And then what are some challenges that are presented? And then we go back to the drawing board and think about what solutions can we provide within our wheelhouse or beyond that is going to help you achieve your business goals.
What seems to be the top motivator right now? Is it, you know, the resident experience, accelerating sales, the lift on revenue? What are you seeing as the motivator?
The biggest motivator that I've seen is demand from residents. Just in the market research that we do, you know, from the new resident experience, that lease up process and whatnot, you know, who's walking away from certain properties because they don't have smart tech devices versus ones that do in the area, you know, see a higher increase in retention. So we really look to that. And yeah, it's just all market research.
Yeah, it seems almost obvious right now. I mean, you know, the developments are naturally thinking through what's next and they're already making the investment. How do you approach the existing portfolios?
So existing portfolios, I think it just comes down to business model. You know, for those that are acquiring new properties, you know, once that CapEx budget is spent, it's a little bit more difficult to go in and, you know, work with a budget that's non-existent versus, you know, when we're working with bigger, even property management companies or owner managers, you know, they have the wiggle room and, you know, the foresight to say, okay, how do we enhance our properties? And so that's where we can come in. And within the different, you know, within our flexibility of payment terms or payment options, I should say, it's however you operate, we can make it work.
Mm-hmm. And that seems to be a powerful conversation right now because not all options out there, it's off the shelf. This is the program. You have to fit into it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to think about this because if you look at how a lot of players in the space operate, they're providing a software platform that enables you to integrate what really are devices that were made for single family homes. And, you know, now you're able to use them in a multifamily environment. When, you know, when Arise first released our first batch of products, they were made specifically for multifamily properties. So we had property managers in mind and we had owners in mind when we were developing these things. So yeah, I think it's an important thing to look at.
What would be the questions you'd be asking if you were an operator deciding this stuff?
You know, what's the value in this? You know, what's the benefit for me? What's the benefit for our residents? You know, and is this sustainable? Is this something that's just a fad, you know, a trend that's going to fly by the wayside in a couple months? Or is it something here to stay? And I like to ask those hard questions. I mean, I urge operators when they're talking to me to ask about things like security, you know, ask about, you know, what does connectivity look like? You know, are things going to crap out when, you know, the power goes out, stuff like that. So it's all the nuances that you don't really think about on the front end, but coming from the user side of things, those are what you think about.
And so you're talking inside organizations to marketing, to operations?
The conversation can start really at any level. And depending on company structure, I might talk to, you know, the CIO of a company, a CTO, could be the CEO, might be a property manager, a regional manager, maintenance supervisor. It really just depends on company structure.
Right. And you know, with the acceleration of you mentioned the not being able to tap into the CapEx budget. Maybe somebody didn't plan this, right? Their deal was structured with a 10-year cycle and they didn't forecast an expense with this. That is a big challenge right now. How are you selling into that environment?
I love this question because I actually have run into this several times, but it really comes down to operational efficiencies. If you're going to spend the money, if you can find the money, or we work something out that's going to be in line with your financial structure, then where can we see savings? Because in reducing expenses, you increase your NOI. So that's how I've started to navigate those conversations.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's hit or miss. You know, it really depends on the operator and if they're, you know, willing to take that chance, or if they've already started using smart tech on other properties, so they see the value. And that's a much easier conversation for us to have.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me a little bit about the team now. I mean, a lot of products out there look, you know, like they're doing the same thing. I mean, you know, it comes down to the hardware and then the software, but the support piece, tell me what happens differently with you guys on the support piece.
Oh man,
this is after the sale, right?
Yeah. So post sale, we are extremely flexible, even during it, because we take that partnership approach. We're always looking to, okay, you know, are you guys needing something that maybe we don't even offer? Do you need an integration that maybe we don't have? And so we'll look to that and try to fulfill that. We'll augment and allocate resources to make sure that, you know, we're there for our clients as a partner. We don't just want to be a service provider where you're like, you hit us up and, hey, we need smart locks. And we're like, okay, cool, here you go. You know, we take care of you from installation and beyond that. We train staff. So we make sure that we allocate time to train anybody that's going to interact with the system, from maintenance staff to the property managers and even regionals if they want to sit in on that.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, they're not looking for more distractions, but I think you have to recognize this as a major opportunity moving forward. The focus on security, and when I mean security, not in like the data and stuff, but mostly in cameras and access control and things like that. Is that seem to be the priority conversation you're having? Or is it more like self-guided tours and door locks efficiency?
Yeah, I think every company is different in what they're looking for, especially depending on what space you play in. If you're dealing with Class C properties, your needs are going to be different than a Class A property. If you do ground up developments versus, you know, acquiring and rehabbing, your needs are going to be different. So to your point, yes, I think, you know, some smart locks is a big priority. And with that comes access control, with that comes self-guided tours. And so it's just, once again, like I've been saying, as a partner, we look to seek to understand what the challenges are and what the benefits they're seeking, our clients are seeking, and try to match up as best we can.
Yeah. You guys are really taking the position of that flexibility, that partnership, this, you know, it's not just buy it and then we leave, so to speak. You stay with them on that journey. Why is that so important, do you think? I mean, there's got to be a reason why you guys are doing that.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's a better way of doing business. You know, business is built on relationships many times, lasting business anyway. And so that's our whole goal, is to build a solid foundation of what a relationship is and carry that through. So, you know, when you get into business with a partner, say you want to get into syndicating, those partners, you're not looking to just do one or two deals with, you know, you're looking to grow with them. And that's what Arise wants to do. We want to partner with you and we want to grow as your company grows. If you're looking to expand your portfolio, we want to be able to maneuver with you so that our products align with what your business goals are.
Yeah. What got you excited about being involved in this?
I just love emerging technology. I saw that, you know, this is on the precipice in multifamily. I've heard about it in single family homes and whatnot. And so when I was approached with this opportunity, I was like, oh, there's a huge market here. Not only just the tech itself, but if you look at the multifamily space and where the market was going at the time that I got involved, it was just skyrocketing. So it just made sense to ride that coattail.
Yeah. And, you know, the customer demand is obviously there. Are you, you know, are you having more sales conversations or is it more technical sales? I mean, are the questions that are like, you know, pricing and how do we, when do we prioritize this? Or is it more, will this work with this or will it integrate with that? Like what's it, what's more technical or?
Well, like I
said, them to focus now, you know,
like I keep saying, it just depends on who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
If I'm talking to a CTO, then, you know, they're concerned with a little bit of both. And I think most conversations I do talk about both sides of things. It is, some of it is technical for those that are more tech savvy, but for those that just are concerned about bottom line, we talk about pricing, we talk about their, you know, their business model and how the financial structure of what we're bringing to the table is going to fit into their investment strategy, their portfolio strategy.
Yeah. Is there anything you can share around the hardware and the products itself?
As far as existing products, I mean, we're always looking to improve them. So we have new iterations, new generations of existing products. And then in the future, we're definitely looking to start adding machine learning into most of our products so that, you know, the information that's being collected can be used for predictive scenarios. So,
sure,
you know, anything from a thermostat to even approaching a gate at certain times of day, if you have a certain schedule with work, things like that.
Pretty interesting. Common areas, you guys have it all covered?
So common areas, we are working with a couple third-party providers in that area. So that should be coming online, I believe, sometime in Q4 of this year.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, if you were inside a boardroom and you're pitching the product, what would you be talking about?
Oh, man. I feel like I'm beating a dead horse here, but it's really just, it comes down to, you know, what are your guys' goals? You know, what is your mission in even having this conversation with me right now? And we're going to focus on that. You know, I don't ever take a cookie cutter approach to anything that I do, especially in this industry, because everybody's needs are different, both at the property level and at the organizational level. So it's really just driving home the value of partnering with Arise to see, or really just to be an extension of your team and say, okay, this is where you guys are at now. Where do you want to be in 6 months, a year, 5 years from now? And how are we going to align our products and services with your business?
What are you seeing people do? Piloting projects, testing out on models? What are you seeing in terms of the, when they get started? How does that look?
So some folks do like to go with a trial. We love doing that just because if you have staff that lives on site, we can put a suite of our products in those units. They can get a feel for it. They can operate them. If you have model units and you want to, you know, check out self-guided tours or something like that, we can set that up. So I think it just depends on where people are at and what their focus is.
Yeah, that's great. Any trends, overall trends that you're tracking that helps you not only support your clients, but also look for what's next?
It's really just within the confines of the four walls that people live in, these residents live in, what's important to them? How are they interacting with the space? And what devices are going to help support that? I like to say that once somebody starts using smart tech devices, they're going to use it more and more and more. So if you're accustomed to waking up and checking the weather by asking Alexa, that's going to be a habit that sticks with you. And when you don't have it, you're going to feel the weight of what that feels like to not have it. So we're always thinking about that. But also on the operator side, the ownership side is thinking about, okay, you know, in terms of how you want to grow your business, what can we provide that's going to, you know, provide value with operational efficiencies? What's going to be able to attract a little bit of a rent premium for your residents or from your residents and things like that?
Yeah, that's interesting. Are there any other things that I should be asking you that I'm not asking you around the things you solve for?
Oh, man. I think you had some great questions. We covered a lot. And I think the biggest thing for us is just providing custom turnkey solutions to our clients. And I think, I've hit on pretty much everything that I wanted.
Yeah, I know there's a lot to consider. And, you know, one of the key elements that I love that you guys do is this partnership approach. And I guess it just looks like we're going to work with you with as much time as you need to feel comfortable and confident in moving forward. Because, you know, in a lot of cases, people have made choices and they forgot to ask this, they forgot to ask that. And it sounds like you guys sort of stay with them along that journey. So it's a positive thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a journey, especially for those that haven't been exposed to smart tech. If you've been running your business the same way year over year over year, and then someone throws this curveball at you, there's going to be a learning process to that. And yeah, our goal is to work with you at whatever speed and pace you want to go at.
Yeah. And how does somebody work with you? What do they need to do? What action should we tell them to take? Just go to the website?
Yeah, and go to the website. You know, if you're not sure about getting into the smart tech space. We have our pilot program where you can try any one of our devices or any suite of our devices at no cost. There's no commitment, there's no risk to it. The flip side, our sales page is always up. So if you want to look through, peruse our products, see what devices stick out, see what devices are going to work for you, you could submit a form there, reach out on LinkedIn, pretty much any way you normally go about reaching out to
we're comfortable in these ways. So that's awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming in, spending time with us. We always want to learn about those that are creating great solutions for some of the challenges our operators are trying to solve. So thanks for being a great partner and supporting our industry and moving forward with what's next.
Well, thank you. I hope that I continue to see great content come from this platform, and I'll be following along.
Absolutely. All right. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the Multifamily Innovation Show. For show notes and other resources, visit multifamilyinnovation.com.